Listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, home of the Griff Rant. Now, here they are, your hosts, Griff and his long-suffering co-host, Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Space. Less time shipping, more time selling. Pick up your phone and call us now at 888-RADIO-30 or send contact us email to us. Again, that's 888-723-4630.
And, of course, we would love to hear your tips today. If you give us any tips for our going to Vegas to the eBay Open 2017,
right.
If you give us a tip, we're going to give you a $25 gift certificate. And you know what? We got one from Maureen. She sent it to us by email, Griff.
Oh.
And it's a good tip. I've heard of some of our listeners doing this. If you're in a group, divide and conquer. For instance, attend different workshops and compare notes to free up time to enjoy Vegas. Some of the groups are doing that. Somebody will go to one workshop and the other person will say, you know, I don't know if I wanted to go to that or not. I'm going to go to this one. But then you get together with your notes afterward.
Mm.
And it's the divide and conquer routine. And it can work for you. So we're going to put that on the list.
Groovy.
From Maureen. So if you have one, give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And eBay Open 2017 is just around the corner, Griff.
I know. I'm so
less than
ready.
2 weeks. John and I are leaving Saturday night late to drive through the desert at night.
At night? You like to do that at night?
Well, it's you know, it was 110 yesterday in Vegas.
I see.
End of July. What if it's 120 and we're going to be driving across the Mojave in the middle of the day? No.
Oh, yeah. Look.
So we wait and go at night when it's cooler and there's hardly anybody on the road and boom, we make it right to Vegas in no time.
And you can put the top down and have your scarf on and it's going
not
back
too
in
long
the breeze.
A scarf though. And Griff, trivia wise, why do I say that?
Because that's how Isadora Duncan died.
Exactly.
You don't want to die like
she got in a little like MG or something. I don't know. Anyway, it was.
I think it was a bigger car
with a long scarf.
Yeah,
and it got
tangled up in the wheels.
Tangled up in the wheels, and she was
garroted.
Dead.
Fast. Couldn't be deader. Was dead as dead could be.
Exactly.
She was no more. She had expired. She had gone to the feathered choir.
So we know that there are still a few seats left. For eBay Open. And I'll tell you what happens now because, you know, we did this for 7 years, 8 years. We did it ourselves. We did an event in Vegas. And what happens is around this time, Griff, people who just can't go cancel out.
Oh.
So, I don't know. Right now, today, there are some left, but you have to hurry. So that's taking place July 25th through the 28th.
Yeah.
MGM Grand in Vegas, baby. You can sign up for your choice of workshops, reserve your hotel room right from the registration flow at ebayopen2017.com. And there are three workshop tracks all together. And that means they're going on at the same time, right? When they say that, Griff?
Yeah.
Okay. And it spans the gamut of seller education. You're free to mix and match. You don't have to stay on the same track.
Yeah.
And be sure to leave time to enjoy our live broadcast. 3 to 4 p.m. Tuesday. 12:45 to 2 Wednesday and 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. on Thursday. And don't forget to visit our eBay Radio sponsors in the Agora, Bulk, ShipStation, 6-Bit Software, Reply Manager, and WorthPoint.
Right.
Everything starts at ebayopen2017.com. Bare Naked Ladies are going to be there.
It's all been done.
At the Brooklyn Bowl.
It's all been done before. And you may know, if you don't know who the Bare Naked Ladies are, you may know them by the whole universe was in a hot, dense state, and then maybe 14 billion years ago, expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to move, the autotrophs began to drool.
I don't know. You know every word to that?
Neanderthals invented tools. We built a wall. We built the pyramids. Mad science, history, unraveling the mystery. It all started with the Big Bang. Hey!
In other words, they did the theme song to Big Bang Theory.
Right.
So that's who the Bare Naked Ladies are. My daughter, Elisa, knows them. Lisa works Comic-Con every year. She does that. What a good aunt she is. She does that to get...
She works Comic-Con legally, right?
She works Comic-Con legally.
Okay, good.
To get free tickets for the kids in the family.
Oh,
Joey,
the kids.
And Jacob and the cousins and everything. And that's... She doesn't get paid. That's what she does. She does it every year.
What a good tante.
And one of the things she does is she is the... Wrangler, you know, the talent wrangler for all these big people. And one year it was, she was the talent wrangler for Big Bang Theory. And of course the Bare Naked Ladies were there too. So she got to chauffeur them around and everything. So it's kind of neat.
So
they're going to be at the Brooklyn Bowl.
Brooklyn Bowl.
On Thursday night for the big party. And, anybody who was at the Brooklyn Bowl last year, give us a call and tell us what it was like. 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, because Griff and I know what it was like for us, but we want to know what it was like for you to be at the Brooklyn Bowl.
Hey, so E-Betsy said, we were talking about that little method of sourcing from another marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
She said, Griff, it may be legal on eBay to source via that particular method, but it is a total violation of that marketplace's terms and conditions, which state that you're not allowed to buy items for resale. I'm sure, but I don't care. It's that other marketplace. That's another risk. If you want to play that game, that other marketplace might end up shutting down your account. I'm sure they've done it. But that's not eBay. We don't care, but that's their rules and terms and conditions are theirs, not ours.
So it's risky. It is risky.
Hey, for what?
We got an email from Paula Bruno from Big Fork, Montana.
Oh, yeah. Paula, sure.
Known as D. Bruno on eBay.
Yeah.
And she's talking about the mini dishing we just did. We weren't asked to do a dish, but we did it.
We weren't asked to do a dish?
No, he wanted us to look at it, but he didn't specifically say dish my listing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I take my score back then.
So we should have... You know, if he wants his, just so you know, you got a 4.9, and if you fix a couple of things, you'd get a 5.
You get the dish towel
that we send to you in the mail.
Dish rag. It's a ratty old dish rag.
I call it a dish towel.
We just send it out. You can find little bits of
after
food
I
in
use it and
right.
everything. We just send it to you. So Paula Bruno wants to talk about that just for a moment. She says, "Don't charge shipping for such a high price listing," which I think we already told him that at the end.
Yeah, it's a weird price,
and
too.
She also found the Japanese symbols in the seller notes. She said, that's the first time I've seen that. Did he put it in, or is it eBay's notes? No, that's not eBay. And he said it was being mirrored. Oh, you were going to tell us what that is.
Oh, so some site has picked it up. You know, there are sites that aggregate like things like eBay listings, and then they may have an audience, and people find that. So I assume when he says mirrored on a Japanese site, it could be a Japanese site of for bibliophiles.
Mm-hmm.
Those are lovers of old books. Or it could have been a site that's a buyer site. You know, these things are for sale. We'll buy them from you and have them shipped to you. But it could be why he's got so many watchers. I'm not sure.
Hmm.
I'm not sure.
Okay. What do you
There's no way of knowing.
Is there a way to find out when these books sold before and how much they sold them for? I mean, apparently he didn't find anything on eBay, right?
No, you could probably go to WorthPoint. So one of our sponsors, WorthPoint, has a service that goes back and looks for, you know, they save all that past sales data. WorthPoint is one. Or a TerraPeak may have some information. Both of those sites store transactions from eBay and other marketplaces. Maybe you can find one there that sold.
And take off the $3 and something.
Yeah, really, for that price.
It's just silly.
Just make sure you're shipping it insured for it to cover your own, but not the buyer's. And make sure you pack it well. I'm sure you all know that.
Mm-hmm.
Send it with a signature required.
Okay, so there's a car. I wanted to send you to this. Betsy wanted to send you to this, but I have the wrong item number, apparently.
Oh, dear.
Shoot, shoot, shoot. Okay, I'll try to figure that one out for us. So somebody at HuffPost.ca clearly had some time on their hands because they took a deep dive into how Canadians are spending their money on eBay Canada. Okay? They did a little research thing. And here are some highlights. At the bottom of the top five Canadian celebrities on eBay.
Yeah.
Celine Dion and Justin Bieber.
A pair, huh?
Yeah. The most expensive Celine Dion item ever sold on eBay.ca was a staircase used by the singer in her Las Vegas show at Caesar's Palace. It went for almost $14,000 Canadian dollars. While the most expensive Justin Bieber item was his sneakers. Which sold for some $62,000 Canadian dollars. Justin Bieber's sneakers. Mm. Why? I don't get it. Canadian rapper Drake is the third most popular celebrity. His lint roller. Griff, his lint roller. Sold for more than 55,000 Canadian dollars.
Mm.
Number one on the list?
What?
The great one. Hockey legend Wayne Gretzky. Also popular up north are Adirondack chairs.
Yeah.
Canoes, flannel, winter hats, and hockey sticks. The most expensive item ever bought by a Canadian eBayer was lunch with Warren Buffett, which went for almost $2.3 million Canadian dollars.
Did that include beverages?
I don't know.
I wonder. Those lunches are pretty amazing.
Really, they are.
He's such a down-to-earth guy. You know, he lives in this modest home that he's owned for, like, decades.
I know, and he's like one of the rich. He
has a modest car. He says it's this old car that he drives. He's in it for the fun of it, but not, he doesn't seem to be very, like, he's not in it for the, it's not the wealth, you know, it's the business.
He doesn't care about labels.
No, he doesn't at all. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling. 888-723-4630.
Sharpen your selling skills. Register now for eBay Open 2017 at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Visit ebayopen2017.com now to register for the event and book your rooms. New technology, workshops and panels, and amazing networking events with great food. July 25th through the 28th at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. Register and book your rooms at ebayopen2017.com. See you in Las Vegas, baby.
So how's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yet you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember BULQ.com, the easy way to source.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
It's another ordinary day in eBay land. You're ready to pack and ship when suddenly the shipping monster strikes again. That hard-to-ship item just sold, but you're not sure how to pack it. You need a superhero to save the sale. You need Bubble Fest's Mark and Robin Levine, the superheroes of shipping. They can help you safely pack your most challenging items. They've got a super selection of everything you need to do the job right. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP.
Hello, Bubble Fast Hotline. How can I help you?
Mark and his Robin will get you on the way to shipping that impossible item fast. For more ways to tame the shipping monster, join Bubble Fast's Facebook group. Subscribe to their Bubble Briefs newsletter. And remember, their shipping hotline, 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com. That's BubbleFast.com.
Welcome back to We eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where your phone calls and emails are never blocked. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. And you can visit them as well at the Agora at eBay Open 2017. Jumpstart the conversation at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
And so far we have, like, what, 18 or 19 tips so far? So we're only going to take tips up until the end of the show today. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Give us a call with a tip to put on that list for visiting eBay Open 2017 Las Vegas, and we'll send you a $25 gift certificate for shipping supplies.
Shipping.
So Ruby from Tokerville, Utah, is on the line with us, known as by Ruby195. And Ruby wants a listing dish. Hello, Ruby. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing good.
Okay, good. So the listing dish number, the item number, Griff, is 2823-1766-1252. So again, that's 2823.
Wait a minute. Didn't we already do this?
Oh, but this, you told me to come back. So
I
made some improvements. So let's
see
what I did. That's, yeah, I'm back for some more.
Okay. All righty. So let's start. Your title. So it's a figure, a mixed media sculpture figure, and it's by an artist named Juliera.
Mm-hmm.
So you made a mistake in your title. So there is a golden rule about titles, and it's really important to follow it. A title should consist of this and only this: keyword, space, keyword, space, keyword, space. You've got three or four keywords, and you've got slashes between them. And what you've ended up doing is making copper, bone, coral, jute are no longer searchable, because you've tied them together into one character string, and instead of spaces, you've got slashes between them.
Okay.
Never. So again, keyword, space, keyword, space. No punctuation unless it's part of the keyword. So for example, if you're saying 41 inches, 41 quotation mark is fine. If,
how about the word tall?
That's okay.
That's okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's important.
Pictures look good.
Well, your pictures look better, but now you've got a problem, because you're including some of the old pictures with that dark sienna background. So I wouldn't mix them. And what it does is it looks inconsistent. Your new pictures are better. I would use only those pictures. I would not use the old pictures.
See, depending on the background you use, Ruby, it can show the tones of the item in a different way.
Right. So
and it's confusing. So the viewer says,
perfectly said, yes.
Says, oh my gosh, what color is it? Cause it looks this color now, but you know, so you're better off with the same background.
Right. Your photos for an item for sale from photo to photo need to be consistent in tone and color. They don't have to be consistent in aspect. That's why you have different photos to show different sides, top, bottom, close up, far away. But the problem with having this group of photos in there is that the newer photos show, for example, the fabric looks more neutral, and then in the old photos it looks very gold yellow. So a buyer's going to say, well, which one is it? You're confusing the buyer by doing that.
Okay.
But your new pictures look fantastic.
Yeah.
By the way.
Well, thank you.
I like them. The new pictures are better. And your description is okay. It's easy to read. It's got all the information you need.
Mm-hmm.
Pictures are on different backgrounds to illustrate texture and beauty of this piece. Get rid of that line, because that's not what it's doing. It's just what pictures are on different backgrounds, and it illustrates which color is which. I have no idea. So I get rid of that sentence.
Now, you know, in your title, you say 41 inches tall. And then, I see, the stone base is 4 inches high.
Yes.
Total height. Okay, I see. I see.
Yeah, it's on a stone.
My mistake. Yes. Right. I think you can pull that middle total height thing in to the left a little more so it will line up with the four and the word with.
Yeah.
That's just a little tiny thing there. Now, you've done something else under the description. You have made part of it.
What are you talking about?
Well, it looks like she's made, like she's centered part of it, but actually what it is it's just indentation.
Yeah, there's lines that are indented.
Right.
I can pull those over.
Yeah, you may want to,
put a bullet point.
Right, so you can have a top line header, dimensions, new line. Stone base, natural stone, wide, 11 inches wide. Next line. Oh, wait a minute, no. So this gets confusing. Stone base.
Yes,
natural
stone.
That's
what confused me.
Right, so you want that all on one line. Next bullet item. Total height, including stone base, 41 inches approximately. Next bullet item. Width at arms, 29 inches approximately. So it's easier to read, because the way you've got it now, it's very easy to get confused. What does this mean, 4 inches high? It's on a different line.
Yeah, it confused me.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. All
here's,
right.
The so, okay. Here's the rule. About okay. this to, for safety. The simpler, the better. It's not that less is more. You want all of the information concisely put. But when it comes to layout for text, simpler is best. So I would avoid the indents. I would avoid anything fancy. I definitely would just use straight text, aligned, justified to the left, never centered. And if you need to point out different aspects, the bulleted list is the best way to do it.
Okay.
But you know what? You've cleaned it up.
Yeah.
Looks much better than it did before.
Yeah, the new photos are more dramatic.
And please feel free to call us as you change this. We are interested. Griff and I just sometimes we forget. You know, we see a name up there, Ruby, and we just, you know, until we saw the listing, then we remembered. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, I remember
okay,
the
now
item.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
right now, as we're speaking, I am correcting.
Oh, well, let's see.
Okay, should we refresh?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
This is fun.
All right. So let's see. I just have to fix the title here. Let me fix the title.
Okay.
I'm getting rid of the slash mark.
And put a space between copper and bone and coral and all that.
Yes. And I'm actually going to get rid of 41 inches tall. I'm just going to put 41 inches. Okay. And I am refreshing.
So should she have by I Guerra or it doesn't matter?
Well, it's the artist.
By is not a,
No, but,
his name is his first initial is I and then Guerra.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
No, that's fine the way
so,
it is.
Okay.
So leaving by in there is all right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so there you go. What is it? What do you think now?
Now you've got another issue.
<Uh-oh>.
Sorry.
Oh, Ruby, just stay with us, honey.
You have four photographs, and none of them show the new photographs. None of them show the base, so they don't know what they're getting.
Okay.
So you got to go back and take some new photos.
You're right.
Well, no, I just have to go back over there and take a shot, an angle at the bottom. I can do that. Not a problem.
You want to make sure that you have one photo that shows the entire piece with base.
Front and back.
And I know, so my recommendation would be to get rid of anything in the background while you're doing that. So there's like a little wooden pitchfork and I can see the string from the windows. Get rid of that.
The curtains.
You don't want that to show. I can see a little bit of the electrical outlet.
Mm-hmm.
You can position everything so that stuff disappears. Are you going to Vegas, by the way?
I can't afford it. Live in Tokerville. I'm like an hour and a half away. You can pay my way if you want it. No, shut up.
I can't do that.
When it was mine, I used to give away a couple of rooms. We don't have rooms.
Yeah, I can't afford it. I went last year and I had so much fun and all the help was epic and it's really helped my business and it was great. And I watched you guys and sat there in the audience. It was wonderful. And I'd go again, but I just can't afford it. Part of it is time because my business is going nuts. nuts.
Well, that's
everybody
good.
Else may be, yeah, they good. May be suffering from lack of sales, but I broke 3,000 last month, and I'm on track to do it again this month.
That's very exciting, Ruby.
I know, and I'm just a little store.
Okay, so I'm looking at her new title. I refresh the screen.
Mm-hmm.
It looks fantastic. Southwest Statue, Copper Bone Coral Jute, 41 inches by I. Guerra. Item condition used, price $2,350. So I'm thinking just the things we told you about earlier.
Look at that. I've already had people looking at it. My looks just jumped up.
Wow.
And I've already got a watcher since you guys helped me. I've actually got somebody watching it. It's been tremendous to watch. It had under 200 people looking at it. Now I'm on my way to 350, and I was just amazed at just in the, you know, that short period of time how much it jumped up.
Well, I see everything you've changed. The description looks really good, Griff. She shortened it. She put it over to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's looks great. Good. It looks
so
much better.
So what we want you to do now is work on those pictures and get back with us, all
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we'll see what we can give you for a score.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, I know you guys are getting ready to go to open, so next week you're going to be thoroughly busy.
Well,
so
well, not that
Tuesday,
busy.
We're
going to
be on the air Tuesday. Yeah. We're going to we are going to be on the air Tuesday. Okay.
All right. Well, I'll see what I can do about getting that picture done and back at
you. We'll see you on Tuesday, Ruby. Thank you.
This segment is brought to you by, or was brought to you by, 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform. We've got an open line with your name on it, 888-723-4630.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Imagine a world where you could identify a maker's mark in moments. Ascertain an autograph ASAP. Place the pesky pattern with just a couple of clicks. Even decipher a symbol in seconds. Now, WorthPoint brings you that world. Introducing MAPS, WorthPoint's encyclopedia of marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols. Their library has over 100,000 keys to identify your antique or collectible. And they're adding more all the time. You can also access over 1,000 reference books, including price guides, so you know your item's value. And as always, WorthPoint can tell you how much it sold for over the last decade, not just the past few months. Meet WorthPoint's MAPS. That's marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com. Imagine your world with MAPS.
As an eBay seller, you have plenty of choices when it comes to shipping software. But only one shipping software fits in your pocket, and that's ShipStation. ShipStation Mobile, free for iOS and Android devices, lets you get ship done anytime, anywhere. You can update orders and create shipping labels right from your smartphone, even handle returns. But that's not all. With ShipStation Mobile, you can actually print those labels via wireless from wherever you happen to be. So when you get home, all you have to do is slap them on your packages. But one thing you don't have to print out is a scan form. ShipStation Mobile takes care of that right in the app, generating a barcode for your carrier to scan at pickup and saving you paper. That's just how ShipStation rolls, wherever you are, however you ship. Try ShipStation free for 30 days, no credit card required, at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Listen while you list.